Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Mike Engler of Cactus Feeders and, of course, an officer with TCFA talking animal ID after this.
Every animal in the pasture is a valuable investment. Make sure you protect your cattle and your bottom line with Exceed. Exceed treats bovine respiratory disease for up to 7 full days versus just 3 days with Baytril. It won't take long to see the difference. For every 6 head you treat with Exceed, you can bank on 1 less retreatment over the next 28 days compared to treating with Baytril. So your cattle spend less time in the hospital pen and more time in the pasture. Now that's a worthwhile return. Talk to your veterinarian today about the best way to keep your business safe. As with all drugs, the use of Exceed Ceftio for crystalline free acid, sterile suspension is contraindicated in animals previously found to be hypersensitive to the drug, though safe in cattle when properly administered, inadvertent intra-arterial injection in the ear is possible and is fatal. Exceed has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 13 days. Exceed. Protect what matters most.
Mike Engler of Cactus Feeders is the chairman this year of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, TCFA, representing feedlots in New Mexico, Oklahoma, as well as the state of Texas. And at the recent NCBA legislative conference, fellow farm broadcaster Andy Vance of Ohio caught up with Mike Engler, talking with him about one of those issues that's been out there for a while, festering along for the cattle industry. And that's what to do about animal ID. Engler says it's essential for animal disease traceback that we have some sort of a viable system in place.
Well, the proposal that we see being put forth now looks to us that it's, and maybe we you could call it half-baked or half-implemented or just a preliminary or interim-type solution. The cattle feeders are a little bit unique within the beef production chain in that we are the last step before they go to slaughter. I fully appreciate that we have a very complex distribution system, production chain that starts with the cow-calf guys, that goes through the stockers and the grow yards and all kinds of grazing arrangements around the country that makes it very, very difficult to think about a mandatory ID system. But the point of view of the cattle feeders, the Texas cattle feeders, is that we won't really have what we need for true trace back in the advent of a foreign animal disease outbreak in the United States unless we have a mandatory system. So if, in fact, the system that the USDA is proposing is a step towards mandatory, then we're for it. But we do see some implementation problems along the way because it's not designed and not stated that it is to be a mandatory system. So I'm dubious at best, and I do our association does differ from the NCBA in this regard. But I think one thing that we do know is that some of our trade partners are demanding more traceback. So if the industry is in favor of exporting our product and building value in our cow herds through our export markets, as the Secretary of Agriculture told us this morning, is a major emphasis of the department, then I think we have to also listen to our trading partners on and give them a traceback system with some teeth.
Mike Engler with Cactus Feeders, chair this year in 2010 of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, talking about their concerns about animal ID. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 1,000 plus head to sell, including 250 Angus bulls, 50 fall Angus pairs, and 700 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, go to expressranches.com on the web or call 800-664-3977. Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming October 4th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.